school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
And we are live here in Clyde, Kansas, possibly the biggest game in eight-man of the season so far, and possibly for the entire year, as the eight-man Division II Axel Eagles are at the number three eight-man Division I Clifton Clyde Eagles. Jared Sluppy with you here on our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. And folks, this is one that we have been looking forward to for a very long time. Both teams undefeated, and they are going to square off, and someone's going to get a loss. I mean, I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be a dogfight here this evening. And of course, Axel won the state championship a year ago with a perfect 13-0 record, and their average margin of victory in the playoffs was 38.4 points. Head coach Eric Detweiler is in his 10th season at the helm with an overall record of 76-24, and they are number one in both the Ketchikansas and the K-Preps polls. Axel has actually lost six of the last eight meetings, but the last one was all the way back in 2013, so it has been a minute, and Axel won that meeting in 2013, 44-28. And last week, the Axel Eagles were able to defeat Hartford 54-0 at halftime for a mercy rule. And this team's offense has been, to say it's impressive would be an understatement. They have scored 95 points per 48 minutes. And if you listen to our pregame show, you might have heard that. Again, 95 points per 48 minutes. I'm not making that up. 628 yards, 314 yards per game, and 9 yards per carry on the ground with 9 rushing touchdowns, 176 yards per game on the ground. Really unbelievable what they've been able to do. We're going to go and take a quick break as we have the colors being presented, and we're going to have our national anthem, and we'll come back with more of your pregame show here on our Game of the Week on KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Okay. Now, 7 minutes away from kickoff between Axel and Clifton Clyde, the battle of the Eagles and the battle for really supremacy in the entire eight-man. It really is going to be a fun one. Be sure to strap in, get yourself some popcorn, and get ready as we are about to get this thing underway. Continuing to preview Axel here. passing efficiency has been through the roof, 76% as a unit, with 7 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, 138 yards over the game is what they're averaging right now. As for their defense, they're averaging 136.5 yards per game and 19 points per game as of their first two contests. And last week, they actually, as a whole, allowed minus 3 yards to Hartford. With that all being said, though, they do have a turnover ratio of minus 3 today, so be sure to stay tuned for that. That's something that certainly that really raised my eyebrow when I saw that. And they have had a lot of success in the fourth quarter, outscoring opponents 86-13. As for Clifton Clyde, they went 7-2 last year, losing to Canton Galva in the second round of the playoffs, 66-20, under rather 22nd head coach Russ Steinbrock. And they made the transition back in 2004, a few years into Steinbrock's reign. And here at the school, he teaches weights and gym. And it's a really great way for these kids to get ready for their football and basketball and whatnot. And they have won a total of 9 league titles under Steinbrock and 13 playoff appearances. This season, they have a total of 445 yards of total offense, 225.5 per game, 49 points per contest. And they are very effective on the ground at 5 yards per carry, 7 rushing touchdowns, 117.5 yards per game. And over the air, 64% completion percentage over the air as a team at 105 yards per game. So these are two offenses that have been humming along so far this season. Axel, led by quarterback Isaac Detweiler, who has a total of 12 touchdowns this season through two games. He had 8 in their opening win versus Care Paravelle, and he had 4 last week in their halftime win over Hartford. Ready to step aside for one more time, and then we'll have our starting lineups and kickoff here on our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KMZA.
About 3 minutes away from kickoff, Axtell and Clifton Clyde back from Clyde, Kansas. Jared Sloppy with you, and what a good one we have for you here today. Talking about some of the games that are happening around the area, though, in the TVL. Well, last week we had Clifton Clyde. They were able to defeat Blue Valley Randolph 46-0. Washington County defeated Frankfort 52-30. Lynn won at Logan Palco 66-20. Care Paravelle took care of Donovan West 56-8. And then El Saline defeated Hanover 50-14. And actually, El Saline and Little River, they played already yesterday, in which Little River won 46-14. They are in 8-man 1 District 5 with Clifton Clyde. So El Saline is now 2-1 on the season. As for games today, other than this one, Washington County is at Lynn, Troy at Valley Falls, Wakefield at Blue Valley Randolph, Donovan West is at Marantha, Frankfurt is at Linden, and Osborne is at Hanover. Games going on this week around the TVL. In Clifton Clyde, Washington County, Axel all 2-0. Axel has not played a TVL opponent yet, so this is their first league game. And then behind them is Lynn. They are 1-1, and then the rest are 0-2 overall. Blue Valley Randolph, Donovan West, Frankfurt, and Hanover. So it will be Clifton Clyde kicking off here as we get ready for our kickoff. Might be starting a little bit early here at Ed Bowler Field. And Clifton Clyde looks fantastic in these uniforms they have here. Got the gray with the navy pants, navy helmets. Have the red socks, red accents on their jerseys as well. Red face mask as well. As for Axel, they have their white uniforms, red accent, blue letters and numbers and pants, white helmets, with the eagle on the side. Well, here we go. It's going to be for Clifton Clyde. Trent Long kicking it away, their 5'9 junior. Back to return for Axel. Brandon Schmelzley along the far side. Isaac Detweiler on the near side. And here we go. Here comes kickoff from Long. And there it is. And it lands at the 15-yard line. Schmelzley to the 25 and tripped up. They'll take it to the 28-yard line, and that is where the Axel Eagles will start. I mentioned how effective this offense has been so far. 95 points in 48 minutes of action per game as they had a 54-0 win at halftime last week. And I don't think we'll have a halftime decision here today. I don't think that's really in the realm of possibility. These two teams both very good. And I expect a very competitive one here this evening. Isaac Detweiler will be quarterbacking it. He'll be in the gun. Brocksterman is the halfback. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. He'll pitch it to Mike's one-handed snag. And he's got room to run. He's at 40, 35, and all the way down to the 34-yard line. Threw me off because I forgot that. Have midfield is the 40-yard line, not the 50, of course, an 8-man. Nice run from Eli Brocksterman to start off this offense. First and 10 from the Eagle 34-yard line. Throw is complete. That is Grady Bussing making the catch for the first time today. First completion of the contest, all the way down to the 22-yard line, getting a 12 on that one. Down to around the 21-yard line, Clifton Clyde. Detweiler trying to get into a rhythm here early. He'll be in the gun once again. The receiver's right. He'll keep it. Running up the middle, gets hit, and taken down a gain of a few from Isaac Detweiler. Incredible. This rushing offense averaging 9 yards per carry so far today. That one goes for 5, so it will be 2nd and 5. Fourth play of the drive. Man in motion. Looking to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Detweiler fires. Incomplete. Looking to go to Brocksterman, and it will be 3rd down and 5. And this might be 4-down territory if you consider how successful this Axel offense has been this season. Ball at the 16. 5-yard carry by Isaac Detweiler. Incompletion, that's how we get here. Brocksterman in the backfield. Looking to run the option to the right side, and Brocksterman's going to be swallowed up and taken down for a loss. That was Seth LeClaire, the 6'4 defensive end. as it'll be fourth down and five. Let's take a look at our starters now for Axtell. At wideout, Evan and Grady Bussing. On the line, left guard is Sawyer Dieters. Grant Bussing, the center, Owen Strothman at right guard. Eli Brockstrom and Brandon Schmelsley at running back, and Isaac Detweiler at quarterback. As for Clifton Clyde, Colby Garrison is the safety. And in the middle of that defense, Mason Slater at corner, Trent Long, Oliver Nobert, and Peyton Fahey at linebacker. And on the front, Drayden Reed, Kansas Damon, and Seth LeClaire on that defensive line. Here we go on fourth and seven after the two-yard loss. The throw is caught and into the end zone for a touchdown. There's a flag down on the play. We'll see what it is. As it stands, it's a 19-yard touchdown. Waiting the call from the officials. That was on a fourth and seven. Beautiful throw from Detweiler. And some solid coverage on that play. It'll be a pass interference. Unless I missed something here, I don't know what the officials are discussing. Officials are standing at the 10-yard line. Unless that ball, they said that was a drop. I thought he caught it, but I don't know. What are they saying here? They spotted the ball at the 10-yard line. So I think that they said it was incomplete. I honestly am not sure what happened there, but we move on. First and goal, I guess, from the 10-yard line. Detweiler drops back to pass. Throwing over the middle, it's caught. Cutting up the field and into the end zone now for a touchdown to Grady Bussing. This one from 10 yards away, and Axtell strikes quickly. Bussing, two catches, 22 yards on that drive.
Not really.
And they will go for two. Detweiler in the gun. Nobody split out wide here. Looking to throw it, and it is caught for two by Brandon Schmelsley. And it's 8-0 Axtell. Axtell strikes quickly. 9:57 left to go in the first quarter. 8-0. Axtell in front. So we'll take a break here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Your project starts here with the help of Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home, especially if your project is reshingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls and a new product you might consider, synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. Advanced polymer handles the wind and rain and has a 30-year warranty. See all the roofing options at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Detweiler kicking off for Axtell, kind of a weird run-up and kick to it. Kind of stopped and then went again. It goes out of bounds at the 29-yard line, so good field position coming up for Clifton Clyde. They wave this off, and we might have to do this again. We'll see. 51-yard drive, a 10-yard touchdown reception from Grady Bussing. The drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And it looks to me like we're going to do it again. There was a motion of some sort against Axtell. That play, see that last drive going for just six plays. Fantastic drive by Isaac Detweiler and Co. And there's the boot. This one goes down the middle. It's scooped up at the 29-yard line. And it was ahead of steam. Gets all the way near midfield at the 40. That one was by Peyton Fahey, the starting halfback. And I'll get to your starters. On offense for Clifton Clyde, at wideout is Mason Slater and Colby Garrison. Quarterback is Trent Long. Peyton Fahey at running back. At tight end is Drayden Reed. On the offensive line, Seth LeClaire at left guard, Kansas Damon at center, and Oliver Nobert at right guard. Long in the gun. On first down, it's a direct snap. This one to Fahey. Not much doing that time. Gain of a couple. The Saxville defense allowed minus 3 yards in their win against Hartford last week, but, I mean, we talked about what the defense for Clifton Clyde has done this season. Minus 55 yards all season on the ground. Two very good defenses and two very good offenses as well. The long on second and eight. Another direct snap to Fahey. And he is stuffed down the middle for a gain of one. Take a look at the defense for Axel. Up front, it's Sawyer Dieters and Oa Strassman, the two defensive ends, with Grant Bussing at nose guard, Eli Brockstrom, Isaac Detweiler, and Grady Bussing at linebacker, and Evan Bussing and Brandon Schmelsley, the two defensive backs. Third down and seven, 8:48 left to go here in quarter number one. 8-0 Axel leads Clifton Clyde. Two undefeated Titans in eight-man football. Three receivers to the right. Empty back set. Long looking to throw. Rolling to his right. He's under pressure. This is Bussing trying to get to him, and he chases him out of bounds for a loss of three. And it'll be fourth down and 10. Let's see. A little closer to a two-yard loss. And Long had nothing downfield. Fantastic job by that secondary for Axtell.
Fourth down and nine for the Eagles. All the Eastern 8:49 left there in the
fifth. Slater is actually the one who's going to take the snap. Long is in the slot on the right side. Fahey is to the right, and so is Reed. They're actually going to punt this away. And that's a pretty solid punt. That might be pretty close to being inside maybe the 10-yard line. See where the official spots it. Oh, wow. That is an interesting spot. The 23-yard line is where they spotted out. I thought it was going to be maybe near the 10-yard line, but official that came up the sideline not being very kind to the punter. Mason Slater, the 5'10 senior. So Axel back on O. Seeing if they can start this game touchdown, stop, touchdown. Go up quickly. Detweiler pumps under pressure. Steps up, fires deep. It's underthrown, but it's caught anyway. All the way for a touchdown to Eli Brockstrom. And there's a flag down. 51-yard connection if it stands. We'll see if maybe Brockstrom pushed off on that one. And I think that this will be offensive pass interference. And that is what it is. So Eli Brockstrom kind of pushing off to gain some separation on the ball that was underthrown by Detweiler. So he's first in a long way. I guarantee you, though, Axel not worried one bit. Under 10th-year head coach Eric Detweiler. 8:12 left to go in quarter number one. Axel 8, Clifton Clyde 0. I'm going to try my best to not say Eagles too much tonight because, of course, both teams are the Eagles.
Back inside the 15, but up a 13-yard line.
Schmelsley in the backfield, the 6'2", 175-pound sophomore. Detweiler throws right side. Brockstrom got him. He's tripped up at the 15, and the ball comes out, but it goes out of bounds.
But out of bounds.
On first and 25. A gain of 9. Detweiler, 3 for 5, 31 yards over the air so far. One carry for 5 yards. Unofficially, of course. Second and 15. Pitch, left side. Trying to make a man miss. It smells, and he's taken down at the 15-yard line for a 3-yard loss. So Clifton Clyde steps up in a big way after a very efficient drive on the first two plays. And it'll be third down and a mile, third and 18 to be specific, from their own 15-yard line. First down marker is at the Axel 34.
Third down for the Eagles, third and 18, 7:32 left there.
Closer to third and 19. Mousley in the backfield. Excuse me, he's split out wide to the near side. That is actually Brockstrom in the backfield. Detweiler looking to his right, pump fakes, looking to go deep, throws near side. He's got a man in it. Beautiful over-the-shoulder catch at the 23-yard line by Brandon Schmelzley. Yard connection to Brandon Schmelzley. This when they thought they had Axtell to come back with a huge play on third down and 19. So from the 24-yard line, they'll operate. Handoff, left side, Schmelzley. Set the 20, bounces outside, and out of bounds at the 18. A gain of 5 from the sophomore back. And it's his second carry of the day. Going right back to him after making that spectacular over-the-shoulder grab. And talk about fantastic placement of a throw by Isaac Detweiler. The senior really showing his command here early. From the 18-yard line of Clifton Clyde. Takes a snap. Takes a throw over the middle. Now we'll dump it off and it is caught and into the end zone for another touchdown. Grady missing once again. His second touchdown of the day. He has 3 catches for 40 yards and 2 scores.
Yeah, he keeps ducking his head, Dale.
They will go for the 2. See if they can go up 16-0. It's 14 as it stands after converting on the first 2-point conversion. Throw is over the middle, hits the back of the goalpost, and incomplete. So it will stay at 14-0. But what a fantastic start for Axtell. Can Clifton Clyde respond? We'll find out after the break. It's Axtell 14, Clifton Clyde 0. 6:58 left to go here in quarter number 1 here on the Game of the Week on KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Matty 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kickoff is returned by Slater at the 5-yard line, at the 10, and he'll be stopped at the 11-yard line. Slater kind of dropped it, picked it back up, tried to run with it, didn't have much success. So, second drive of the game for Clifton Clyde. Their last drive went for just 1 yard. They had to punt it away. Axel able to capitalize. They get their second touchdown of the day. It's 14-0, Axel leading Clifton Clyde. 6:51 left to go here in the first quarter. And they actually downed him at the 10-yard line, so that is where Trent Long and company will start their second drive of the game. Trent Long, the 5'9 junior quarterback for Clifton Clyde. And rolling to his right, looking to throw, cutting back to his left, stepping up in the pocket, and going to the far side. He's got room to run. He's at the 20, 25, 30, hit hard, and driving his legs forward, taken down to the 33-yard line. Nice run by Long. Gain of 22. He'll say he's down at the 32-yard line. Well done by the junior quarterback. In the slot on the right side, Mason Slater. A man in the backfield. And he will throw it to Slater. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and gets a few yards, driving his legs forward and falling forward for an extra few yards. Close to the, mark down to the 38-yard line, so gain of 6. First completion of the day for Trent Long. Slater will go to the far side now. Garrison to the near side, one man in the backfield. Long. And the gun, goes to his left. Looking to throw, and got him in over the middle, and it's caught by Drayden Reed, the tight end. All the way down inside the 25 at the 22-yard line. 20-yard connection. And Drayden Reed. Reed. Pretty solid season so far for the big man, 6'2", 155-pound junior. Two receivers right, none to the left, looking to pass again is Long. Scrambling in the pocket, rolls to his right. He's going to pull it down, try to run, and he's hit and taken down at the 20 by Brockstrom. That'll be a gain of 3. That is his third carry of the game. Clifton Clyde needing to respond here and see if they can pull back within one possession. 5:05 left to go here. We're still in the opening quarter, folks. This is going to be a long, fun game. Excited to see how this one plays out. Fahey in the backfield. Long, once again, looking to throw. Far side, overthrown, tipped up, and almost intercepted. Looking to go to Slater. Instead there, almost with the pick, was Brandon Schmelzley. That is his third pass breakup of the season. So the 6'2 sophomore. Clock stops with 4:44 left to go here on a 3rd and 7. Taking a little bit longer on this huddle. Ed Bowler Field, Clyde, Kansas. Axtell, Clifton Clyde, 2 powerhouses and 8-man. Clifton Clyde, 8-man Division 1. Axtell, 8-man Division 2. They won the state championship a season ago. Moving on the line, and that's going to move them back 5 yards. Make it 3rd and 12. I think both LeClaire and Nobert moved on that play. So likely we'll see Long go to the air here unless he can do something with his legs. Had a 22-yard carry earlier in the drive. Got him from their own 10 out to the 32. Working from the Axtell 29-yard line, rolling to his left. Long, looking to throw. And he will fire it deep towards the end zone and overthrowing just barely. Mason Slater was there, just barely missed him. And it is fourth down and 12. First incompletion of the day from Trent Long. Great route run by Slater, the 5'10 senior. William Haas just checked into the game for Clifton Clyde. He's going to be split out wide to the far side with Slater and Fahey there as well. Empty backfield. They're going to go for it. Fourth and 12, unless he just steps up and punts this. We'll see. Here we go. Long, looking to throw. Got a lot of time. Now rolls to the right. Fires deep. Got a man. It is caught at the 10-yard line. And that is by Haas. Down to the 5. William Haas coming in, making the play on 4th and 12. It's a game, a gain of 20, and it's 1st and goal for Clifton Clyde. What a gutsy play call. On 4th and 12, just trusting his quarterback to make a play. And Haas made a spectacular route, came back to the ball, and he was wide open on the near side. And there's a flag on the play. I think we have a delay of game here. First and goal from the Axtell 5. It will back him up 5 yards for the delay of game. He spent quite a bit of time on that last play to and outside the huddle, but this time they do get penalized for the delay of game, so it's going to be first and goal from the 10. As you can probably tell, it is quite windy here this evening, about 15, 20 mile an hour wind. It's keeping us cooler this evening. Starting to feel a little bit like fall, a little bit on the warm side. Temperatures in the low 70s. Fahey long in the backfield, in motion. That's Garrison going wide to the far side. Slater in the slot on the far side from the near hash. Slater goes in motion. Take the pitch to him. Throwing for the end zone. It is caught. No, it's dropped. Last second as he was coming to the ground. Fantastic attempt from Drayden Reed, but the junior couldn't quite haul it in. That was well done all the way around. Just couldn't quite execute the catch. So it's second to go from the 10. See if maybe they go with something shorter here on second down to set up a closer attempt on third down. Field a lot smaller in 8-man. Of course, obviously you have fewer players, but field, of course, gets even shorter in the red zone. Long in the gun. Throws to his man in the backfield. Fahey is taken down by Landon Schmitz, the freshman. That is his 8th tackle of the season, his 3rd tackle for loss. Well, now he has 3.5. Moves him all the way back to the 15. They did just convert on a 4th and 12, and they'll probably have to convert on something long here. They did try something short. That obviously didn't quite work that time. Haas back in the game. Wide to the near side. Long takes a snap, drops back. Immediately under pressure, steps up in the pocket, and he will be taken down for a sack. That is Ryland Bussing. And Landon Schmitz also was there to help him. So with that sack, it takes him all the way back to the 16-yard line. So 4th and goal from the 16. But the Clyde try not to come up empty here on a very promising drive. And the timeout is going to be called. Again, 4th down and goal from the 16-yard line. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. 14-0 Axel. We'll take a 30-second break here on our Game of the Week on KMZA.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a True Value.
Kansaland Radio.
Good one so far here in Clyde. 14-0 Axel leads Clifton Clyde. Got an update on a couple scores. Troy is up 14-0 on Valley Heights late in the first quarter, and Atchison County is up 12-0 on Oskaloosa midway through the first quarter. Kirk Hillman killing it, as always, back in the studio for us, getting the scores and making sure that everything sounds okay over the air. The fourth and goal from the 16. Clifton Clyde trying not to come up empty on this drive. Started at their own 10. A couple big chuck plays. A couple 20-yard completions and a 22-yard run. Here we go. Long rolls to his left. Looking to fire towards the end zone. Scrambling, trying to get away from a couple of rushers. He's at the 21-yard line. He'll be hit. Gets away from it. And the play is still alive. Steps up. He's at the 20. 15 gets the block. 15, 10, 5. And he is into the end zone for a touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Trent Long, with a couple of huge blocks, gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Seth LeClaire with a fantastic block coming back to his left. He shedded a tackler all the way back at the 21-yard line. I believe that was Ryland Bussing. He's able to get all the way into the end zone. A huge response from Clifton Clyde. They needed an answer after back-to-back touchdown drives from Axtell. And now a big two-point conversion. Takes a snap. Right to the right. That is not going to work this time. Fahey couldn't get there. So it'll stay 14-6. Again, a 16-yard rushing touchdown on fourth and goal by Trent Long. We'll step aside for a quick break. We'll be back here on our Game of the Week on KMZA.
Did you know that prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed major cancer among men? The incidence of prostate cancer increases with age, but is almost 100% survivable if caught early. In its early stages, not everyone experiences symptoms of prostate cancer. However, you should see your doctor if experiencing any of the symptoms, including problems with passing urine, loss of bladder control, blood in the urine, or pain in the hips, lower back, and chest. If you experience any of these symptoms, please speak with your physician at your hometown Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Clifton Clyde set to kick it off to Axel after a 70-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 16-yard rushing touchdown by Trent Long. And that's going to be a touchback. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Our score, Axel 14, Clifton Clyde 6. Your scoring update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So Axel will start from their own 15. Detweiler has Brockstrom in the backfield. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Steps up, fires, incomplete. Looking for Grady Bussing that time, just outside of his reach. Detweiler, 5 for 8, 91 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, both to Grady Bussing, who has 3 catches for 40 yards with those 2 touchdowns. Clock stops with 1:58 left to go here in quarter number 1. Split out wide to the left is Evan Bussing. Schmelzley in motion to the far side, looking for him, stepping up. He dumps it off, and it is caught at the 19-yard line, making a move, and diving ahead is Grady Bussing near the first down marker, and we'll see if they mark him short. The third down or first down here. I think he's got it. He does. 10-yard pitch and catch to Grady Bussing. Already past the 100-yard mark is Isaac Detweiler over the air, 6 for 9. Sophomore running back, Eli Brockstrom in the backfield. Looking to throw once again, rolling to his right, fires, caught at the 31-yard line, a missed tackle, and there he goes down the sideline when he stepped out at the 35-yard line of Clifton Clyde. Yard completion. Him and Grady Bussing with just a spectacular connection. See if they go to it again here. First and 10 from the Clifton Clyde 35-yard line. Detweiler, man in motion to Schmelzley, looking to throw, throwing over the middle, and Schmelzley, the intended target, wasn't looking for it. And drops to the grass. It'll be second and 10. Good pressure that time applied by the defensive line of Clifton Clyde. Kansas Damon, the nose guard. Sets the player on that far side. Drayden Reed on the near side on that D line. Second and 10. Brockstrom in motion. And that one is caught and upended at the 24-yard line is Eli Brockstrom. Third and 1, in a 9. Brockstrom's second catch, both have gone for exactly 9 yards. Only 5 rushing attempts so far from Axtell today, and 12 passing attempts. Schmelzley in the backfield, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. An audible from Detweiler. Running the option pitch right side, Schmelzley gets the first down. There he goes. He's 20, 15, 10, 5, all the way to the end zone for an Axtell touchdown. Brandon Schmelzley from 26 yards away. Big time response after Clifton Clyde scored a touchdown last drive and their first rushing touchdown of the day. Fantastic job on the audible on that one. They saw something. He went for the option to the right side, and it was executed perfectly.
No.
Going for 2 once again. Empty backfield. Looking to throw far side. Broken up. So it will stay at 20-6. After a 26-yard rushing touchdown by Brandon Schmelzley. 20-6, our score will step aside. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Maxwell, 3-for-3 with 3 touchdowns on their drive so far, looking to get a stop as they lead it 20-6. 19 seconds left in the first quarter. Detweiler to boot this one away to Mason Slater of Clifton Clyde. Battle of the Eagles, both teams trying to stay undefeated. Go 3-0. Squib kick. Fielded at the 20-yard line by Fahey. Gets to the 29, driving his legs forward, still going to the 30, flag comes flying in. And he stopped at the, marked down at the 31-yard line. We'll see what this flag is. Fantastic drive by Axel to respond after Clifton Clyde got their first score of the day. It's a face mask against Axel. So add 15 yards onto it. I'll start at the Axel 34-yard line, I believe, if my calculations are correct. Midfield, of course, being at the 48-man football here. All right, so Trent Long back to it. First drive, only got 1 yard. Second drive, going for 70 yards and a touchdown. By the way, your last drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Fahey in motion goes to the left, looking to throw it over the middle. This one's got a lot of air under it and going up, trying to make a catch. It's Slater, and he's down. He's grabbing his left, or excuse me, his right ankle as it falls incomplete. And you could tell something was wrong. It seemed to me like he got hurt before he went up, because when he went up for the ball, he kind of just let the ball hit him. So I think he was injured on the way up instead of on the way down. And he's going to get up and limp off on his own power. It's great, great to see. As opposed to, of course, needing some assistance. We'll keep an eye on him, but he is walking very gingerly, limping very gingerly over the sideline. Slater, a 5'10 senior for Clifton Clyde. So he'll come off for this play. It's now 2nd and 10, 6 seconds left. Still in the opening quarter. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Fahey is going to be on the line of scrimmage for this play. Two men split out to the far side, and now Fahey will drop back into the slot. Empty backfield for Long. He'll throw near side. It is caught at the 29-yard line, out of bounds. There is Drayton Reed, the tight end, once again, and that will be the final play of quarter number one, a 7-yard gain to Drayden Reed. So we've got a good one, folks. 20-6 after 12 minutes of action. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA. It's Axel 20, Clifton Clyde 6.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Peters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Long first quarter, 20-6, Axel leads Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde with the ball, third down and four here coming. Trent Long looking to step up in the pocket and run, and he's got the first down at the 22-yard line.
Nice run right up the middle.
And Long had that 16-yard touchdown on a fourth and goal from the 16.
Has
himself a nice carry. He has 6 carries for 43 yards and a touchdown over the air. He's 5 for 8 for 48 yards. Trying to keep up with Isaac Detweiler, who already has over 100 yards passing on the day. On pace to be very successful here this evening. Garrison wide to the near side. Slater in the slot. Fahey in the option. Long keeps it, goes up the middle, and he'll fight for a few yards. Pretty solid gain, considering there wasn't a whole lot going on that play. Might have gotten about 6. Gain of 6 for Trent Long, the junior quarterback for Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde number 3 in 8-man D1. Axtell number 1 in 8-man D2. Winning the state championship for the first time in a very long time a season ago, and they are certainly the favorite to do that again this season with a lot of their guys back, including, of course, Isaac Detweiler. The middle of that defense, and, of course, the quarterback. He is doing the signaling here on this play on the defensive side. Second and 4 coming for Trent Long and the Clifton Clyde offense. And the option will keep it once again, and he has hit. And that'll be a gain of about 3. Good job once again by Long to turn nothing into a little bit of something. It'll be 3rd down and 1. Ball at the Axtell 14. Actually, 13-yard line, so we'll mark it down. Needs to get to the 12 and a half. Just short of that first down marker. Let's see if they maybe just sneak it here. They do have Slater wide to the far side, and Long is still going to take it out of the gun. It is a designed throw. No, they're going to go ahead and try to throw it in the end zone. It is caught. It was the quarterback design run, stepped up through it, and a touchdown for Clifton Clyde. It was Drayden Reed with his third catch of the day. And it is now 20-12. 13-yard connection to his tight end. We saw Travis Kelce last night. Channeling his inner Travis Kelce. A go for 2 from the near side hash. Empty backfield. Fahey goes in motion. Looking to throw over the middle. And ball tipped up, deflected, and incomplete. That was Schmelzley who deflected that one. So no good. And it will stay 20-12. It is a one-score game. Now all Clifton Clyde needs is a stop. And they'll be in business. But Axtell's offense showing no signs of slowing down. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 20-12, Axtell leads Clifton Clyde.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Clifton Clyde strikes. They now trail just 20-12. Got an update on a score for you. Holton, they're currently up 28-7 on Hiawatha with 5:56 left to go in the second quarter. Here in this one, 20-12, Axtell leads Clifton Clyde. Your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. That last drive, ending at 9:54 in the second quarter, 13-yard touchdown reception by Drayden Reed. And your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. And here's the kickoff. End over end. Bounces at the 12. Scooped up by Detweiler. Take a handoff. 15. Hit at the 15. And he dives forward after making one man miss. And is taken down at the 23. Late flag comes in from the back judge. Actually, more like the far side official on the sideline off the back judge. He was down at the 23. It was a late flag, so wait to hear from the officials. It was a personal foul, face mask against Clifton Clyde this time. Same penalty called against Axtell. Last drive. Failed to mention, by the way, that last drive was 34 yards for Clifton Clyde. So midfield is where they get it. They'll try to get a 40-yard drive. Best field position of the day for Axtell. Detweiler. Man in the backfield is Boxterman. Looking to throw far side. It is going to be caught by Schmelzley at the 35. And makes the man miss. And there he goes down the sideline. And he stepped out of bounds just barely on the far sideline. Schmelzley making that reception. See where they marked him down. And it'll be right at the 30, and they'll say it's a first down. So just barely enough to move the sticks. Detweiler unofficially 9 for 13 with 139 passing yards here in this first half with 9:41 to go in the second quarter. Sun starting to set here in Clyde, Kansas. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Option right side. Schmelzley's at the 30, 25, gets hit and taken down at the 22-yard line. Make it to 21. So gain of 9 by Brandon Schmelzley. Schmelzley's fourth carry of the day has 37 rushing yards and 52 receiving yards on 2 catches. So second and 1. That was only the 7th carry of the game for Axtell. Rockstrom in the backfield. Looking to throw it. Throw far side is caught by Evan Bussing at the 15. He gets down to the 10. Inside the 10. And where they mark him down at? The 5-yard line, it looks like. So a gain of 14. Evan Bussing with his first catch of the day. So first and goal from the 5. Axtell once again driving, looking to go 4 for 4 with 4 touchdowns so far today. Clifton Clyde just trying to slow him down, maybe try to get a turnover here. Mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Axtell has a turnover ratio of -3 so far in this 2022 season. Of course, we're only 2 games in. Detweiler fumbles a snap, he dives on it. So, I would like to apologize for all the Axtell fans out there. It's a loss of 4 for Isaac Detweiler. Unfortunate that goes down as a rush in the stat sheet. So now it's second and goal from the 9. After that 4-yard loss. Evan Bussing on the line of scrimmage on this one. Split wide receivers. Looking to throw far side. That is going to be caught right near the goal line. That was, once again, Brandon Schmelzley down to the 2. So gain of 7. So third and goal from the two.
Third and goal, 7:46 left.
7:44 left to go here in quarter number two. Evan Bussing to the far side. Roxterman far to the near side. Empty backfield. Six on the line of scrimmage. Trying to sneak it in. Did he get there? And he's down for fourth and goal at the one. Pick up 1 yard there. So we'll see if they try to do something like that again or if they try to get a little tricky with it. 6:58 and counting left to go in the second quarter. Clifton Clyde, fourth and goal, trying to get their first stop of the game. He's in the gun. Detweiler looking around, talking to his teammates. Takes a snap, and it's fumbled. He'll flip it into the end zone for a touchdown. Good improvisation skills by the quarterback. Don't think that's how the play was drawn up, but he flips it to Brockstrom, and it's a 1 yard touchdown reception. And it is 26-12. Axtell grows their lead once again. Not many people can make that play, I tell you that. Snap was a little bit off to his right. He kind of tipped it up to himself and hauled it in. It looked like he was trying to scramble in. He saw, oh, my sophomore running back's open. Just flip it to him. And he's in for six. Going 4-2 here with 6:39 left in the quarter. Detweiler pumps. Throws in zone, got a man wide open, Brockstrom again. And it is good. So it is 28-12. A big time drive yet again by Isaac Detweiler and crew. We'll send it to a break. You're listening to the game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Kansaland Radio.
40-yard drive for Axel results in a 1 yard receiving touchdown by Eli Brockstrom. That touchdown drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu.
You don't like it.
Isaac Detweiler looking to kick this one away once again with Mason Slater back to return deep. He'll kick it deep, bounces at the 5, rolls to him. Slater picks it up from the 2. Goes to the middle of the field. He's at the 10, 15, down to the outside, 20. 25, trying to get past Detweiler, and he's taken down by Detweiler at the 29-yard line. Fantastic return by the 5'10 senior Mason Slater, who left this game earlier with an injury. It was his right ankle, and came back in, and making a nice play there. Clifton Clyde, you can't have any more drives where you come up empty. You have to score every single drive and then hope that you can turn them over on the other end and try to get back in this one. It is a two-score game, and when you get that touchdown, you got to get that two-point conversion. Just a touchdown, no two-point conversion, leaves it a two-score game. Run up the middle, design, quarterback run, Trent Long, 35, runs over a man, plows through for the first down near midfield, right at midfield. Ran right through Grady Bussing for that first down. Gain of 11. That is his ninth carry of the game, averaging 7 yards per carry so far with 63 yards on his day with a rushing touchdown. from midfield. Long takes a snap. Pitch right side. It's blown up. He is smashed in the backfield. That was Eli Brockstrom. Take him down all the way at the 30-yard line. Fahey on the carry. He'll say for progress is down the 32-yard line. A loss of 8. What a hit by the sophomore Eli Brockstrom. Got a couple, rather one more score to get to you. Troy leads 28-6 at the half over Valley Heights. Trojans, one of the best teams in Class 1A so far this season. Now from their own 32-yard line, second and 18. Long steps up, looking to run with it. He's at the 35, gets hit, makes a man miss. He gets past midfield, across the original line of scrimmage, and down at the 36-yard line. What a run. That will give him 12, make it 3rd and 7. Actually, those are 2 and 11-yard carry, but very well done. 4:45 left to go in the second quarter.
4:46 left here.
See if they try to maybe make this the last drive of this half. It'd be very difficult to do. A lot of time on the clock from the Axtell 36-yard line. Long, looking to throw, rolling to his right, and he's going to pull it. He's going to throw it out of bounds last second. Nobody really in the area. Of course, outside the pocket, past the line of scrimmage, so it goes down as an incomplete pass for Long. He is now 6-for-10 on his day. 61 yards and a touchdown completion to Drayden Reed. 28-12, Axtell leads Clifton Clyde. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. From the Axtell 36-yard line, Trent Long on 4th and 6.
Hey, third.
And calling a timeout there was Seth LeClaire, the senior, left guard. Miscommunication on what they want on this play. Go ahead and give you a chance to remind you about our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. See if we can get a few scores updated for you besides the ones that we have already updated. We'll also give you some stats and review what we've seen so far in this game. And after today's contest, be sure to stay tuned for a post-game show, then our Community National Bank scoreboard show as well. And as always, we have write-ups on these games posted on our website, mscsports.net. We'll have a write-up from this game. Tomorrow, of course, we have K-State against Tulane. Noon is when we have our pregame starting, 2 o'clock kickoff. I have a write-up of that after that game as well. Get to talk to the players and coaches after the game. It's a lot of fun. And then next Friday, Donovan West and Frankfurt here on KMZA for your game of the week. Here we go, 4th and 6. Trent Long back on the field. From the Axtell 36-yard line, takes a snap. And that's going to be a design quarterback run. That is not going to work. He is going to be hit and taken down for a gain of just 1, and that'll be a turnover on downs. And a missed opportunity for Clifton Clyde. And Axtell now has the ball back with 4:14 to go. That is Axtell's defense's second stop of the game. First stop coming on that first drive. That was Clifton Clyde's 4th drive of our game so far. So both teams, 4 drives apiece. Axtell has had 4 touchdowns. Clifton Clyde, punt, touchdown, touchdown, turnover on downs. 1st and 10 now from the Axtell 35-yard line for Isaac Detweiler and his crew. Pulling down, running it, and getting to the 39-yard line. Might have gotten hit late. There's a flag down already. Is there going to be another flag? And I think it is going to be against Axtell here, but we will see. It looked to me like Detweiler was hit late out of bounds, but I don't think the officials saw it, and it will be a hold against Axtell.
It'll
be first down and 20. That moves them all the way back to their own 25-yard line. They need to get to the Clifton Clyde 35-yard line. Clock stopping at 4:08. In a pretty long game so far. A lot of passing by Axtell, so a lot of stoppages. And also, of course, a lot of scoring. That also stops the clock quite a bit. Man in motion, Schmelzley comes to the near side. Looking to throw, Detweiler. Far side, that is going to be caught, but dropped. Nice tackle by Fahey. Grady Bussing with the catch. That one goes for just 4 yards. That is already Grady Bussing's sixth catch of the day. He has 73 yards and 2 touchdowns. Eric Detweiler. Beg your pardon, Isaac Detweiler. Having a phenomenal day throwing it so far. Looking to pass it once again. Over the middle, caught. Grady Bussing once again at the 40. Makes the man miss. Trying to cut across the field. And a flag comes in late as he's taken down at the Clifton Clyde 37-yard line. So he gets the first down. 17-yard completion if it stands. We'll see if it stands. Rumblings up here that it might be a holding against Axtell. And it will be a holding against Axtell. So back him up even further. That was on 2nd and 16, so that backs him up even more. But I think they'll be after the catch. Move them all the way back. Back to the 30. So it will stay on. The downs reset, so it's now first and 10. From the Axtell 30-yard line. Schmelzley in motion. Detweiler under some heat. Rolls to his right. Chucks it up. Got a man downfield, and it is incomplete. Just past his intended receiver, Evan Bussing. Now make it 2nd and 10. So again, to kind of recap what just happened on the previous play there, there was a completion to Grady Bussing all the way down to the 34-yard line, but there was a holding call on a 2nd and 16, and that reset the down. So that made it 1st and 10, even though it was a penalty against Axtell. Now it's 2nd and 10 from their own 30. Running the option, Detweiler keeps it. He's at the 35 and hit late once again. No penalty. Take it down to the 39. A gain of 9. That's the second time that Detweiler's been hit late, but nothing has been called. Detweiler, that was just his fourth carry of the game for only 11 yards. So it's 3rd down and 1. Schmelzley in the backfield. Evan Bussing to the far side. Grady Bussing to the near side. Quarterback design run up the middle. He's got the first down, taken down to the 35-yard line. So a gain of 6, and that'll move the sticks. Intend to rhyme there, but sometimes that just happens. Now in Clifton Clyde territory, 2:57 and counting left to go in this half. See if maybe Axtell tries to make this the final drive of the half. But with how fast Axtell has been moving the ball, I'm not quite sure that's going to happen, but we will see. Detweiler is 13 of 18 here in this first half. He's looking for his 19th attempt. He throws far side. That is going to be tipped up and incomplete. The intended target was Brandon Schmelzley. He stopped in his route and tried to jump up and catch it instead of finishing his route. As a result, it was over his head. Bucks off with 2:34 to go. Second and 10 from the Clifton Clyde 35-yard line. Reminder, our halftime report coming up, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Axtell leads Clifton Clyde 28-12 here in Clyde. Empty backfield for Detweiler. Immediately under pressure, rolls to his right. He'll dump it off. That is going to be caught at the 40 and taken down for a huge loss by Brandon Schmelzley. All the way back to the line. Huge loss. A loss of 5. But that'll make it 3rd down and 15 after the 5-yard loss. A 160 yards of passing for Isaac Detweiler here in this first half. Clock winding down inside 2 minutes now on this 3rd and 15 from midfield. Rockstrom in the backfield. Brady Bussing to the near side on this play. Ball is thrown up. It is tipped up and incomplete through the hands of Schmelzley. It was a very catchable ball. Misses that one. So it'll be 4th down and 15. We'll see if they go for it or if they decide to punt for the first time today. 1:36 left to go. Right at midfield. Detweiler is the kicker. We'll see if maybe he's the punter as well here. Here we go. They are going to punt it. Nobody's back to return it. And the first bounce is at the 17. And it takes a side roll right at the 17 is where Clifton Clyde will get it with 1:31 to go. So a chance for Clifton Clyde to get back within one score after their first stop of the game. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here as they continue to keep this game moving. At least they're trying to. Game has been pretty slow, but very exciting so far. Game of the week here on KMZA. So again, Clifton Clyde starts at their own 17-yard line with 1:31 to go in the second quarter, trailing 28-12. To get a touchdown, they would need a two-point conversion to get within one score at the half. Long in the gun. Takes a snap, looking to throw, under pressure, hit, and is down at the 1-yard line. It's picked up a fumble, and at the 5-yard line, escaping and running is Fahey. Gets taken down at the 10-yard line. That should have been maybe inside the 5. It gets to the 10-yard line. A wild play. Ends up being a loss of 7. They're now at their own 10-yard line with a minute left to go. We'll see if maybe after that disastrous play, they just try to take a couple knees into the halftime. We will see. Of course, playing conservative against Axtell is never a good idea, if you want to win at least. Trips to the near side. Nobody on the far side. Man in motion, Fahey. Makes the throw, looking to run. He's at the 15, 20 up the middle, 25. Makes the man miss all the way down to the 27. 17-yard gain for Trent Long. Almost got a first down on that run. And with 27 seconds left, a timeout is called by Clifton Clyde. They still have quite a bit of work to do. They have to go 54 yards to get to that other end zone here on this third and, actually, let's say third and, are there a long one or a short two? Timeout has been called, as mentioned. Another reminder, halftime show coming up, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Catching you up on what's happened so far. 4 drives. four touchdowns for Axtell. Then last drive, they were forced to punt. They had a 4th-and-15 side to give back to Clifton Clyde. That's where they stand as for Clifton Clyde. They punted on their first drive, had a couple of touchdowns back-to-back. Then they had a turnover on downs, and they are on their fifth drive. Clifton Clyde taking some extra time here during this break, as Axtell has already come out onto the field. That defensive line of Axtell has been so good all day long. Rylan Bussing, listed as a defensive back, is in at defensive end for this play. There's only going to be two on the D-line playing back here. 27 seconds left from their own 27-yard line. And we have a couple guys in motion here. Some confusion. The play is going to continue to go here. And Long gets all the way down to the 36-yard line. Looked to me like it should have been a false start. But for now, it's a gain of 9. And it's going to be an illegal shift instead of a false start. I believe that was William Haas that committed that penalty. That backs him up 5 yards, makes it 3rd down and 6. Seconds left here in the half. Another setback for Clifton Clyde on this final drive of the first half. After the fumble by Long on the first play of the drive, ended up getting a 17-yard carry by Long to get the yardage back, but then another penalty. And now the clock says 27 minutes instead of 27 seconds here. Again, 28-12, Axtell leading Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde would love to get one more score here before the break to get back within one drive, or one position, excuse me. So Long in the gun, empty backfield, two receivers to the right, two to the left, two men rushing. Long is going to step up, he's going to run, bounces to the outside to the 30, trying to make a couple men miss, and he does so, gets to the 30, 36-yard line, that's where he's taken down. We'll say 35. Another 17-yard run by Trent Long. Moving the six, 19 seconds left. Clock stops to move the chains. And now they'll wind it. Long. Once again, two men rushing. Actually, beg your pardon, this is not Long. Throw is deep. It's a jump ball, and it is going to be intercepted by Schmelzley at the 25-yard line. There's a flag being thrown, and he's out of bounds at midfield with 3 seconds left. So the interception is going to count. That was Jack Skokny with the throw.